The bins that the farmers would store their wheat in was it would vary, you know, from
a lot of these stainless steel or whatever, the big cylindrical tanks that are you see on the farms.
Right. So those storage bins would average, you know, maybe only 20, 30 feet tall, but sometimes could get up to 60 or 70 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we had was these on this vacuum cleaner. So we had like a long hose, and then attached to the hose was a metal end. And then each one of these rods that were about 6 feet long would then be attached and held into place with a linchpin. Mm-hmm. So each section would be attached as you would go. So you would push, you'd climb to the top of the bin, open the hatch, turn on the vacuum. The guy in the bottom, we worked in teams of two, mm-hmm. and the guy in the bottom would turn on the vacuum, and you would start prodding down into the grain, and you try and keep an even pace. And then when you'd get to the end of your pole, you'd flag to the man to shut the unit off. You would disconnect and you would add another length. You'd stand up now because now you're on a long pole again. Yeah. And you would turn the vacuum back on and you would feed it down. And you would try and what they wanted was a continuous sample from top to bottom of the bin, mm-hmm. as even as you could get. So you kind of had to figure out the speed in which you needed to push the probe.
Mm-hmm.
And you could listen. You could hear the wheat
swishing by
the tube. You got a feeling of what you were getting, plus the guy at the bottom. After a few, you would figure out dumping the machine. It would have a blow-off, so if you overfill the machine, it would blow out the top, mm-hmm. dust, you know, so you would know you're full. So you would try and time it out. It didn't take us long before Rob and I had figured out, you know.
And how much were you pulling out of one of those?
The idea was to get a 5-gallon bucket out of each mm-hmm. Silo. So the really big ones, you would try and push it very quickly,
mm-hmm.
of course, and the smaller ones, you know.
Could be done more slowly.
A little more slowly. So that was the goal, was to try and get an even sample from top to bottom.
From every granary that a farmer had.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. And so some of the yards, we were there for quite some time, each yard, but others, it was just a few bins we'd come and go.